Good morning, everybody. Well, hello. I don't know if you're watching in the morning.
Or listening.
Yeah. Morning, evening, afternoon, whatever
hello,
is happening.
Everybody.
Yes. Thursday. Great week.
I know.
What's the weather
was
like?
Amazing, right?
Yeah, well, I think it's to stay that way, you know, but yeah, brilliant. Isn't it just so much nicer whenever
the weather's
good?
Oh, I hope it stays like this, though, as well, over the summer. Sometimes we get a wee spell like this, like, before the holidays, and then the kids get off.
But actually, it's going to be good, because you're going away at the weekend.
Yes, yes.
In fact, you're
going
away
a couple of nights.
Today.
Yeah, just a couple of nights, and back on Saturday.
That's going to be great. Make sure you have those kids coming.
I know. I feel bad. Last weekend they got a bit burnt, like.
I know, but it's hard because we don't expect it, and our skins are not used to this type of weather.
Yeah, even though
you put the cream on the kids and yourself and whatever, sure.
Yeah.
Look at you after.
I know that
the
was
marathon.
Terrible.
Was that
was a 7-7 things. I was blistered and peeling, and I looked like I had some kind of skin
disorder.
I did. Like it was not good.
It was not a pretty sight.
But
she picked
sore.
It. She's a picker. You
I
need
am
to stop
a picker.
Picking
it was
bloody
like blistered. But look how quickly your skin heals.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But then that I mean even that is interesting because it just goes to show you like the skin, you're like a baby's bottom.
I am a new skin comes really.
The body
so
heals everything.
It
the body
does,
can
so
heal
I need
everything.
To stay out of the sun. That's what I need to do.
So hopefully you've all had a nice week and are looking forward to the weekend coming.
Mm-hmm,
thank God the bank holidays are over. No more of this.
Oh, I know.
King's been crowned.
I know.
Bank holidays.
Oh, but I love a long weekend.
Where does the bank holiday come?
I don't know. It was like about something every week.
I read a thing that it was a parliament thing that was put in the 1800s or something like that there.
Oh.
But why is it called bank?
I don't know.
Is that just the thing that we've made up because the banks are closed?
Maybe.
Anybody knows?
Greg didn't get them. He only got the first one, I think. He didn't get the
second one was an add-on.
Yeah.
Because the first one is the May Day one.
Yeah.
So that was all to do with
some
first of May. Don't know. Right. So do not come to us for any historical knowledge.
I thought you were gonna start telling me all
about
that,
May
right?
Day. No. But I think the one at the end of May is a pretend one.
Okay.
I think that
was
just lobbed in.
He didn't get it. So it's just a pretend. Just the schools and the banks then.
And there's no more.
No more.
No more until the kids get off.
Which is only a few weeks anyway, isn't it?
Which is only a few weeks. So anyway, as we waffle on, we are going to talk to you today about how much effort are you worth. And it's a funny one, isn't it? Because, and Kerry and I talk about this, you know, we're always doing everything for others, you know, and you know, even in the past, you know, my life was very, very dependent on how my mum was, you know, at that time. And I had to almost, funny, I was talking to, it wasn't you, I was talking to you about this, but it was another person about how nearly for about 10 years, her needs came before even my kids.
Yeah.
Because I had to make sure that she was okay.
It was almost, it's not like you chose her over your kids. It was an order of who needed you the most.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But as a result of that, then came the kids and then came all the other crap that we have
Crest
to do. Jobs, Crest, house, being, you know, just keeping everything going. And of course, then you fall at the bottom.
Yeah.
You fall at the bottom and then you wonder why you're exhausted, why you're tired, why you're maybe not feeling, you know, enthused about the day. And I think those are things that most people can relate to, and it might not be apparent, but it could be just another thing that throws you off and makes you believe that you don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know now, knowing what I know, I could have found the time to just take a small pocket for me that would probably have improved the way I handled myself with my mum and my kids and all. I'm not saying I wasn't dragging her about by the hair
That's well, if you've said it, have to question that.
The thought was there a few times. you know, so it's I suppose that's what we want to impart, is that even if your life is chock-a-block and you cannot for the life of you think where you would find time to just sit down and read for a small amount of time or go out for a really small walk or a thing that's going to help you process what it is you want from the day or whatever, you can, I know I could have even though I was like you know, chock-a-block. So
changing your beliefs.
So, but it's believing that you're worth the effort.
Yeah.
It's believing that you can actually give more and give better.
Yeah.
Once you, even if you're not filling your cup right to the top.
Yeah.
If you're just watering the plant a wee bit.
Yeah.
You're going to just thrive a wee bit. And once, as we always say, once you get the feeling that you know, okay, I feel quite good today. I don't feel as bad. Or that helped.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're more inclined to keep at it.
Yeah. And it's funny because then just me looking back, you know, when I was crazy busy and thought that I could do it all and thought that my time for me was my, you know, my training, you know, whatever times a day, and, you know, kind of looking after myself that way. But like I said, it's always the physical stuff, and it was just the foods I was eating and the weights I was doing or whatever in the gym. But I was so busy, and I wouldn't have known how to. I didn't know any of this was even here. So probably me in the chaos would have just thought that I was doing stuff for me. I was taking time for me. And almost like if I had have ever thought, oh, I'm not going to like look after everyone else as much. Because like I always say to you, I always thought that was like a badge of honour. You know how busy you were? Yeah. It was like literally,
and I think,
like,
that's still a thing. I think, you know, you hear people talking, and it's very much people living in the masculine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where it's like, do, go. Yeah. And as you say, that makes you like, you know, you're just the star.
Yeah, star.
Because you are
doing
it, you're ticking all the boxes. Yeah. But actually you're not ticking all the boxes because you're letting yourself flounder.
Yeah. And because that's like, I mean, you know, think of even 30, 40 years ago, maybe a wee bit more, but, you know, the man
30,
went to work.
40 years ago, I was 20, love.
So maybe even more than that, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, like, the man went to work,
and
the woman was at home, and that was the dynamic of it. So the woman was there to nurture and had her role, whereas now she's having to kind of do the role of the man as well as be the housewife. And it's just a lot on us, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we continue,
it's a huge amount of pressure.
Continue to, you know, it's not never going to end, you know, it's never going to stop unless we stop. And I think that's what the decision was for me. Like when I got to the point of a breakdown almost with my eating disorder, I think that's what it was. When you can't go on any further and your body kind of decides something for you.
Yeah.
And you have to look inwards, don't you?
And
you have to listen.
You have to listen to the signs. You have to listen to the messages that are coming. And for you, it was that, right, I actually can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And but you could have ignored that.
Yeah.
And kept going until you actually had a full on, flat out done.
Yeah.
You know, so it's being open to listening.
Well, I have before. I had a full out done where I literally would say I had a breakdown.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor straight away. I didn't know you could do any of this. And I got an antidepressant.
Was that before the eating disorder?
Yeah. I've been depressed a few times in my life. Like, I've had postnatal depression. And then it was probably when Casey was maybe 2 or 3. I literally couldn't even get out of the car to go into Bloomfields. It was like having panic attacks and just feeling very, very like I couldn't cope with everything.
Yeah.
And just didn't know what was wrong, because I'm a coper and I'm a doer, and what the hell is going on?
And Carrie always has it together, so.
But I didn't know this
was
a thing, so I just went and got tablets,
and
then that kind
of
helped. But then it helps you just get back on the wagon and continue. That's all it helps you.
I think tablets, you know, there is a time and a place. Like, I'm not totally opposed to all that.
No, definitely not.
But I think what they do at the very start, and even if it's only for a month, it just helps quieten the noise a bit and allows you to recalibrate. But then that needs to be added in with working on yourself.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because even when I had eating disorder, I did have tablets too.
Yes.
And
they don't
always, so I do until I came to a place where I could stop them.
Yeah. You know, because I do think just at the start, whenever everything, you know, when you were at the point of a breakdown, you need to have a breakdown to break through.
Yeah.
But to break down... You know, the thought of just going to speak to a person and talk probably fills you with horror when you're in such a fragile state.
Yeah.
So to be able to have help in a tablet form, just for a small amount of time, just to relieve your mind of this burden is probably good.
Yeah.
But it's then whenever you stay on them forever that you're not actually dealing with the problem. You're not being you.
Yeah.
And this is what we are all about. It's about you knowing that actually who you are is enough.
Yeah.
And finding the strength within you to actually know that's true.
And that's what I was going to say, because coming back to the effort thing, like when I had first...
We're off on a tangent.
When I had first, you know, gone through it, I wouldn't have even thought that, you know, I wouldn't have... I just wouldn't have been able to work through this. But then when I obviously had to, when I felt like the doctor couldn't help me or no one could help me, I really felt like I was... It was worse than just being sick, because I was eating to physically hurt myself.
Yeah.
So it was me doing it to me. It was really weird, you know, that kind of thing. So I was like, why am I doing this? So I needed to find answers to that. So that's what started me in this.
Yeah.
So it was only then when I couldn't stop reading about it, the brain and habits and how it works and why am I doing this? And, you know,
and
how can I stop?
And how you had the power.
Yes.
But you just had to find the power.
And I had to find it.
Yeah.
And then all that was... I know, looking back, that was all effort. That was all effort I put into myself. But it's probably the only time in my life that I've ever put effort into myself.
Well, you
but
took
then
time.
Once I started, that was it. Then I knew what I needed to do. So, you know, even with me and Greg, our dynamics changed. Like, Flip May is probably thinking, this is not the girl I married. You know, like, she doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Whereas before, when I had everything done. But,
I'm coming up to this house.
I know, this house is a mess, and she's sitting out the back garden chilling out or something. Namaste, staying. But yeah, it's funny then, isn't it? What things kind of. But so we do want it to get to the point where that you know, you need to do it. We're saying you can now choose.
Yeah. And it's just really. It's put the effort in to discover. I mean, it's that thing, where are you on the scale, you know, of people that you look after, and that includes you, you know, and we do all have responsibilities, well, most of us do, and that can even be your pet.
Yeah.
You know, people have aging parents, you have kids, you have partners, you have pets, you have jobs, you have houses that need cleaned, you have bills that need paid, you have all these things that are constantly worrying and going around in your mind. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Worrying?
Yeah, it's usually me.
I'm thinking of a clothesline, a whirly bird. You know, and it's just there and it's constant and people need and they need and they need. And of course, you're at the bottom.
Mm.
You're at the bottom because in your mind, you don't have time. You just, I mean, how on earth could you possibly take time for you? But you must. Mm-hmm. You must, because eventually you will hit a wall, and you will hit a wall that it might not be a huge wall, but it's going to be a wall, and you're just pulling away the joy of life that you deserve to have.
And I think with me, when you actually start doing things for you that kind of you're passionate about, or taking time for slowing things down, taking time to discover yourself, then you become a bit happier and more patient with me anyway.
Changes
with my kids shifts. And with Greg and whatever, you know, with important relationships that you would have been kind of like, there would have been an inconvenience before, there would have been annoying because they're taking so much
from
you. You've
just made me think of something. I remember saying a few times to Chris, you know, all I do is give people, everybody in my life needs me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was even, you know, with my mom, you know, and it wasn't her fault. But, you know, my kids were really small then. So they needed, she needed, I had a job, which was a caring job. That was needed. And, you know, isn't it weird the way you just go, everybody just needs me. So where do you get people to look after you?
Yeah.
But actually, that's not the question that you should ask. That's kind of, I think then you can almost begin to resent the people that you care for because you're cross, you're internally cross, and you're blaming everyone else for the fact that you're not being looked after.
Yeah.
When actually, the penny dropped for me that the onus lay on me to look after me.
Yeah.
And actually, as you've just said, then you don't resent as much the things you have to do. It's a process. Of course it is.
Yeah.
But I think we often look out that everybody else is the problem and that you're doing everything. I'm looking after all these people. Nobody cares about me. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about me, but you don't care about you.
Yeah.
So you kind of, you know, I do believe that you attract the energy that you present.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're presenting as a person that does not look after yourself, that is busy, you know, doesn't have time, that's the energy that you're going to receive.
You're
going to
be busy and you're not going to have time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the people that you are attracting and everybody's busy.
Yeah.
You know, so you need to really be hard on yourself to go, do you know what, this is up to me. And that can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
That can be hard because it's scary to go, right, so if I want to feel happier or more content or more at peace, it's me that's got to give more.
Yeah.
But it's giving to you, and it's knowing that you're worth the fucking effort.
Yeah.
And it's respecting the potential that you have to be happier, to be healthier, to be more joyful, all those things. And that can be hard. I mean, it took me a long time, and it took you a long time. But you see,
yeah, journey, isn't it?
Of course it is. But that's it. We're not supposed to stop. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always supposed to evolve and grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there we are. We're off in tangents, but it's fine. Hopefully, it's kind of all helping you to see that you know. It's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, I think I said, I don't know if I've already said this here, but it's all about the house.
Yeah.
Where you live is your house.
Yeah.
And aren't we great at the houses that we live in, actually?
Yeah.
The bricks.
Yeah.
Making sure it's clean. Making sure, you know, the washing's done, the dishes are done and all that.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah.
Inside, my God, my dishes were on the draining board. There was nothing put away.
Inside.
You know, so it's making sure that your house is a livable place, that you are happy and content. And when the time comes, you can take time to just sit and chill in your house, which is your body.
Yeah.
I've gone off.
I know, because it is just funny because even from, like, now the way even we are as a society and kids even, I'm just thinking because of the kids, you know, we have, but everything
is perfect. Kids now. Like they're, even they're, the stuff that's going on in their wee heads now.
Like, and they're literally at school and then they're at six after school clubs and on the weekend they're bung, 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 bunged. And I was saying to my
friend.
But
kids now as well, and I knew this was true even whenever my kids were young, what's next?
Yeah.
What's next? What's next?
But I think that's because they're used to that.
Yes, you know, of course.
My kids don't really flip and do anything, like, but it's so funny. But they would amuse themselves and play with wee figurines. And I want them to get into court doing stuff. And they're just like, no, I have to fight with Freya to get the CrossFit in the morning. You know what I mean? A Saturday morning. Like, what is wrong with other kids? Greg, you know, me and you do so much and them two don't want to do anything, you know. But yeah. I'm like, you know what? Just let them kind of do it herself. Like Casey said, yes. She wants to do gym or, you know, her netball and stuff. And they're just their own wee people. And it's probably because money as well. Like, you know, you get them into everything.
But
and
I
then,
think that's the hardest thing for a parent is to let them... is to let them live. And I was listening to your podcast with your woman, Mel Robbins, and she was talking about a principle that she's come up with, and it's called the just let them principle.
Okay.
And she said it came to her whenever she was, it was her son's prom about a month ago, and they all went to a person's house to see the kids and all their outfits and everything before they went off to their prom.
Yeah.
And her son said, right, well, I think we're going to go and get some food before we go to the prom. It's not like the formals here where they're all just getting rallers and cider. But anyway,
It
turns out she said that her son and his friends all said that they hadn't booked a place to eat and there was 12 of them or something. And so she said she just immediately went into this mode of, right, well, I mean, that's a nightmare. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere to eat. There's 12 of you. It's a busy time. It's prom. She said, I was putting out fires everywhere. Fires, fires, fires. Do you want me to make the call? Do you? And she said her husband just pulled her aside and said,
Just let them.
Said, this is not you, this is not your deal.
Mm.
And she said it just really hit her that she was putting out fires that weren't actually lit.
Yeah.
Because, so she was talking about this, about when you get angry in the car because a person cuts in front of you, just let them.
Yeah.
When your kids, when your kids don't want to do the thing you want them to do because you expect them to do it.
That's what it's all about.
Just let them. Obviously, there's the caveats that if
a
person...
Oh, safe and all the rest of it,
But, you know, it's sometimes you just... And this actually applies to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let yourself do the thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, don't look for the reasons why it's wrong.
Yeah.
If it's in your heart, it's right.
Yeah. And it's so funny because even when you start...
Just let them.
When you start getting into this, you know, you can kind of see as well, because Freya the other day, she loves to push me, like, but... I literally did crack up, and I haven't for ages, and then I was kind of crying that day, and I was texting Greg, and usually I would text him and say, like, you know,
this is a nightmare.
I've really failed or cracked up and blah, 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 just so that he can say it's okay, babe. You know, you've
looking
done...
Looking for the validation from him, yeah.
But actually, I came home, and I actually just wrote it out, like, why was I annoyed there? Because she wouldn't do what I said. Why is that annoying? Because I lost control.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that annoying? Because I felt not in control as a kid.
Yeah.
So why is that annoying? Because that's a protection thing. Me controlling things.
Yeah,
because
you were that person. You protected your sisters and you did all that stuff. So that's your...
It's a control
MO
thing for me.
Almost.
So, you know, to be out of control then makes me feel unsafe. So I have to try to control things. And that's even acknowledging that. And then, like,
massive.
Coming back and, you know...
And then there's that thing where sometimes kids can just push your buttons.
Oh, they can.
And... But as you've just said, so, you know, and, you know, if she wants to act up,
just let
walk
her.
Away.
Yeah.
I mean, this has come from the girl who never walked away.
Yeah.
My kids were acting up, but I wish I had known now what I, you know.
I know. And I do know, because Greg was like, she needs to put her shoes on. I was like, it's not about the shoes. It's not about that. It's about, I know that I'm, as an adult, I could have played with her a wee bit or made a game out of it and made her, you know, put them on without that, because I know when I resist
push and pull,
them.
Push and pull.
Yeah.
But
so
it's
funny
it's
what
that
you learn
thing
about
as well.
Yourself, isn't it?
But it's also knowing your kids, isn't it?
Mm.
Because I know you're two, and they're not the same at all.
As most
kids aren't.
Yeah.
And it's understanding the personality that Freya has, which is a fab wee personality. Like, you just know she's going to be a firecracker.
Yeah,
which is brilliant. And you never want to dim that.
No.
You know, so it's... if she wants to go out in the bare feet, let her go out in the bare feet. You know, because she'll soon learn.
Yeah.
If she gets a stone cut in, yeah, you'll have to listen to the screaming, but she'll not want to do it again.
And it's funny because they're different, because I think with Casey, I was the person, like, I would have been, like, I was parented, like, shouting at them, you know, controlling her,
trying to keep her in a box almost,
acting like this. Yeah. And that's what scares me, because that's what I tell Greg, that's what I don't do with Freya, because I've kind of started, you know, reading stuff and stuff, but so you can see the difference in them.
Yeah,
but sometimes it's annoying because Casey's so obedient. But I said to Greg, obedient kids don't mean they're perfect. It means they've succumbed to your rules.
And you
beliefs.
Almost want to open her up again.
Yeah,
you know, to
I
let
do.
Her bloom a
I
bit
do.
You know, and speak her
to
mind,
let her be herself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but at the same time, she is dependent on the company she's in. She's a confident kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, she'll talk to me, and seen her whenever she comes out in the walking group. Sure, she's chirping away to people that she's never met before.
Yeah, it's funny,
you know, but
it is.
It's very, I mean, God, that could be a whole other thing. I do wish that I'd known a lot of this before. And, I mean, I don't know. I was just thinking about, how does that tie in with the effort you're worth? But I think if you put the effort into yourself like you have been doing, and I'm just using you as an example because you've said about how you're trying harder to parent in a way that's not the way you were parented.
Yeah.
You know,
change patterns.
Yes, you know, and that's effort. You're putting that effort into you in order to make your house a happier place, your kids happier kids that know that they are free to speak their minds and express themselves in a really true way.
Yeah.
I mean, that can't be wrong.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out, won't we?
We'll find out.
When they're teenagers and they're running
around.
My
kids express themselves very
nicely.
Oh,
well, I know, that's good. I mean, me and Greg as parents, like, we were not angels, so...
I don't think anyone is, and that's the thing as well. You don't want your kid to be an angel. I mean, now we've got on to kids, but, like, I mean, I'm not attracted to grown ups who exude an angel mentality because you know it's because you know it's crap.
Yeah,
you know that it's a front.
Yeah,
and it's a shame, isn't it? Because that's obviously the way that they've been raised to be perfect.
Yeah,
and like we say, there's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people.
Be a hard cross to bear, wouldn't it?
It would be a very hard cross to bear. And I'm attracted, and I'm sure you are too, I'm attracted to imperfection. I'm attracted to people who slip up and are able to own it.
Yeah.
And go, oh my God. Like, and you know.
Or be different and be okay with that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, even the people that we've met through this, the characters that we have met, the girls that come in the walking group, you know, people that we would probably have never met.
No.
You know,
it makes you realise how different everybody is, doesn't it?
But how alike everybody is
They want the same things.
Yeah, everybody's just at their core looking for contentment and happiness and peace. And it's very interesting, but... You know, you meet so many people and everybody's got a story to tell and everybody is interesting. And I think if we could get across one thing to everyone is that, first of all, you are worth the effort. But you, as the unique person that you are, makes you you.
Yeah.
And that makes you special.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it so true that you have got things to offer the world.
Yeah.
And I mean, that makes it sound very grandiose, but even to offer those closest to you.
Yeah.
You know, never, never, never dim your own light. Like we say, don't dim the light of your kids, but don't dim your own light either.
And I mean,
Be brave enough to stand up.
I almost think, because we've all been through, you know, different things as well through life, which
of course we have, but that makes us.
It does make us who we are, but we can stay allowing them to win, almost allowing them to have taken our energy, our light, our everything. Or we can say, listen, we are now in a place, we are now grown up, we can now protect ourselves, we can now change things, we can now believe something different, we can now
stand
on
it. And where does that all come from? It all
comes
from your beliefs.
Brain.
It all comes from what you believe to be true. And the first belief that we have to get across is that it's our choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not in the hands of and anyone else. Nobody else is at fault. Nobody else is to blame. Obviously, things have happened and that maybe aren't your fault.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the choice to react, respond and be exactly how you want to be.
Yeah.
But that does take effort and
it does take
consistency and it does take practice. It's like going to the gym. People think they're going to go to the... Or sorry, people know that they don't go to the gym and they walk out with a six pack. That doesn't happen. Or the big muscles.
Yeah.
That takes years of... dedicated work, and this is like going to the mental gym.
Mm.
you know, this is, you know, I don't, are you allowed to use that word?
The mental gym, yeah, I don't know what way.
The mind gym. The mind. If I offended anybody there, apologies, that was not, you know, but I'm just, trying to give an analogy. You can't just go to the gym one day and all of a sudden your mind is fixed, you're clear, you're skipping through
and
the meadows.
They don't ever kind of do anything in this in school, you know, sure, they don't.
No, and that, because I would love, especially the teenage, I mean, obviously if you could get them young, but even just that early teens, you know, whenever they're just about to go into big school or they're in it, you know, first year, second year, whatever they call it now, wouldn't it be great to get kids then and to go, never, never, never don't think you're enough. Never don't think that you have a thing to offer. Yeah. Never don't think that actually the light that shines from you is bright.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, but it's actually, it'd be great to teach them how to cope with life and the things that will eventually be thrown at you, and you know, the girls that you meet in school, or the, you know, or the boys that you meet in school that make you feel bad, or all those things, being able to react to that in a way that's positive, and to realize it's not your fault, just let them.
I know,
be bigger, be braver, and know that actually whenever the time comes, you are going to be
shine. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, we've come completely off of the tangent.
For us, even that, you know, at our age, isn't it, never mind. We sold,
I definitely think now it's easier. I definitely think with age comes a bit of a less care.
Yeah.
About the world.
Yeah.
I don't mean about the world, about
what, how you're
perception.
Seeing.
About perception. I definitely do think that. Well, that's what's true for me, but it doesn't used to be like that.
No.
No, God, not. No, but definitely
it's
not.
It's quite a calm and it's quite a nice feeling.
Well,
isn't
it's peaceful.
It's just, yeah.
It's peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, like even yesterday, whenever you were talking about, you might be having a party for your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I probably won't go.
Yeah, I know.
Because, first of all, I don't know loads of your friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be late, Carrie.
Yeah, I know.
And
I'm not very good at late,
but that doesn't mean I love Carrie any less.
No.
And Carrie knows that. Yeah. And I haven't even had this conversation
with you.
No,
I don't even think twice about it. Like,
you and me will go out and we'll have a coffee and we'll sit and we'll chat, or we'll go out and do something. But I know that Carrie knows that if I don't go, I mean, to be fair, I wasn't invited. I'd like to say
I know.
I haven't been invited. That's the type of cow she is. But, you know, it didn't even enter my head. But it would have done with other people that I know.
Yeah.
I have to go, or she'll think that I don't care for her or I don't like her or, you know, I'm weird or something like that. But so that's interesting as well. You know that you'll be fine.
But then
that.
Do you think it's having the friends and the change in that, isn't it?
You surround yourself with.
So you know you can say no to people, or you know you can actually say exactly what you want.
Yeah.
And yes, I think then as you get older, you definitely do.
So I think now I would be okay saying that to anyone.
Yeah.
Whereas before I wouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Before I would have gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because I wouldn't have wanted to let people down and all that sort of stuff, you know. So it's having the strength. It's having the inner strength and the knowing that you're not actually doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
And you're not intentionally going out of your way to hurt people
and
or do any of that. It's living
people,
your truth.
And probably the other people really don't care as much as what you think they
do care.
You know, I'm devastated.
Do you not? I mean, look at her, she's actually smiling.
I have not even booked any party.
I know, it's so funny. But it was just, it's interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it is.
I do. I care deeply, but do you know what I mean? It's about living authentically, and there's that word. And I wish we could come up with a word that maybe expressed that
more. Yeah, a bit easier. So it's,
but
nice
it's
to wear
just,
sorry.
Yeah, but it's just
being
it's,
you.
It's living as you.
Yeah.
It's living as you, and the things you want to say yes to, say yes. The things you want to say no to, say no to. And please, please, please know you're worth the effort. And I think that's where we're going to sign off. Because this is supposed to be a quick episode.
Yes, there we go.
Boom.
I know, we just love talking, don't we?
Half an hour, we'll go off on tangents. Didn't cover anything that was on our notes. But there you go. But listen, everybody, continue to enjoy the weather. Hope it stays for the weekend. And we will talk to you soon.
Reach out anytime. Yes.
Yes.
Enjoy the sun. Bye.
Take care.